And what were the consequences in the longer term? Well, this is just one example. Loss of livestock was actually greater due to collectivization than due to World War II or the drought of 1946. So if you look at the 1928 total and individually number of livestock and horses, sheep, pigs, and cows, and you compare it to 1941 before the worst of World War II affected livestock numbers, and if you look at it in 1950, you can see that these are the results of collectivizing. And only in the late 1950s did the Soviet farm animal stocks begin to approach their 1928 levels. Again, just one example. You can see the same for agricultural produce and in other areas, including in industry, where all the energy was most focused.